Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KSE 107.7.
Welkom terug hier saam met my Michelle by KSE At Work. Maar nou eers het ek 'n baie belangrike gas hier op die lyn saam met my. So ek verwelkom Belinda Gwabe van die Financial Education. Sy is 'n Financial Education Specialist van Nedbank. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to the listeners.
What an honor to have you on the line. I'm sure we're going to give every listener out there good advice now before Black Friday, before the festive season. It's already festive season. It kicked off.
Yeah, it's so, in.
My first question to you today, Linda, could you kindly share money-wise tips for Black Friday?
All right. So we're all excited. It's Black Friday. When we first had Black Friday, it was when we really, enjoyed the specials, the prices, like they were down.
Yes.
And it became a big thing now, started in America. Now it's a global thing. But now what we need to remember is that businesses are doing this in order for them to also make a profit. So we should not be, feeling the pressure of having to spend because it's Black Friday. We need to bring it home and understand, first of all, that in order for us to capitalize on this low price opportunity, we need to ask ourselves, is this part of our plan?
Yes.
Have we been saving for Black Friday? And whether there is a need that we need to take care of in this opportune time. And, examples of such would be if you have a need for back to school things like uniform for the kids for January, it's an opportunity now to buy those kind of things because they are still cheaper this time.
Yes.
And they will be going up in January. They will be going up in February. So we need to be wise. And another thing that we need to look at is we need to compare prices. Do thorough research. You must match and compare prices. You must do your research. Check already. And when you are checking with stores of interest, ask them, how long is your Black Friday going to last? Is it going to be a Black November or also Monday next week? Because some of them go over to next week Monday. Some of them have already started beginning of the week. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So it's very important for us not to be feeling that pressure of it has to be Friday or nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. We also need to budget, Michelle.
Yeah.
You put money aside. I'm sure you're saying, budget. But how? Yeah.
Oh, that's the big question.
So how we budget for Black Friday is we set money aside that we will be using. It has to be out of the account that we are using on a daily basis. If we are, for example, going to be taking money from our savings, it has to talk to that savings goal that I was saving for.
Yeah.
Let's say your iron at home for your clothes is broken and it can't be fixed, or fixing it will cost you more than a new iron. Then you better start now to look for an iron with a nice price for this Black Friday season,
yes,
having saved for it. I don't encourage people to take loans for Black Friday because the loan will be charging you that interest. And I don't expect people to fall under peer pressure for things that are not needs because of Black Friday.
Absolutely.
I want us to be wise. I want us to make it to work for us, but not us just falling into that pressure of, oh my gosh, it's festive. even gifts that we give now.
Yes.
As a parent, I would think of an educational gift if I'm gifting a child, something that they will be needing for next year school anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it's a scientific calculator, for example, because they will be needing that calculator for school for the whole year, and teaching our families that needs come before wants. And even when it comes to groceries, I saw now on another special, they say 3 for $2.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to need those things, you may end up spending a lot of money for something that may end up expiring before you get to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because my daughter is now grade 4, and we already received our stationery list for next year. So what you said now is a very good idea. Give the list to the grandmother or the family. Let them buy parts of that list for Christmas. Or take the list now at Black Friday, and you can save a lot of money instead of waiting, as you say, till January to buy the stationery list.
Yes, Michelle, because we worry in January.
We worry.
In February.
We worry, yeah, till the end of February.
We need to be wise about this thing. Christmas groceries. That thing of making the table full of everything edible is a thing of the past. Now we cook the food that we know will be eaten and enjoyed by the family and not end up in the dustbin, because that is wasteful. So let us be wise. Let us take a deep breath. Let us plan. Let's write these things down. What am I needing versus wants? And when I budget, I also check my income, because not everybody is getting a bonus, me included. We're not getting bonuses for December.
Yeah.
So let us not work like people who say, I have extra income. We must live within our means, and we must save some money for the drier days like January going forward. And that then will say we have capitalized on the Black Friday thing. Online,
yes.
We need to safeguard our information, because the scammers are also excited for the Black Friday, period.
Yeah.
Because now, when people see online specials and where the scammers are also phishing people's information, don't just fall for that trap. Mm. You need to make sure, do due diligence to check and ensure that you are dealing with the proper company, and rather use a virtual card than your actual card, because that one is a temporary one, so it's not an ongoing risk of someone using your card without your authority.
Now, Linda, you talked about the bonus. I have a question here. What is the best way to turn a festive season bonus into a long-term financial gain?
Oh, I love that question. I understand that not everyone had an opportunity to pay off their debts. And if you have a debt that is keeping you awake at night with high interest, this could be another opportunity to put a lump sum in bringing down that installment if you cannot cut it completely.
Mm.
Another way to use a bonus would be to start a side hustle, Michelle.
Yes.
A side hustle is additional income generator, using the skill you have, using the talent you have, taking an opportunity of, a challenge that exists. You'd be providing a service and making money. It doesn't have to be anything hectic. It can be a weekend thing. For example, if someone is very good at baking, or they just started baking scones, and the office does not have a canteen, and people always struggle with something to have their tea, bringing a Tupperware with scones to the office where there's a whole lot of people and it's allowed, it's legal at work, is also something that one could look at. Weekend jobs like doing people's hair, even babysitting, You know, anything at all. It's not limited. Side hustle capital could be a bonus and a savings that you couldn't start in the past. You could start saving now, because when we look at different types of investments, there's even investments that allow you now to start a small saving of 50 rands. Then you add additional monies with a stop order. Started with your bonus, Michelle.
Yes.
How nice would that be?
How nice would that be? Another question, Linda, is how can people manage the temptation of using the credit card to fund holiday expenses?
Wow. You know, these questions make a lot of sense. Credit card allows you to put money in it. And the money that you put in it earns you a little bit of interest. So when you use your credit card for leisure, you must ask yourself, is this a need or a want? Mm. Because if you use the credit part of a credit card, it does bear interest that you pay back.
Yes.
And credit card sometimes allows you up to 56 working days, you know, to pay back the money. So if you buy something on higher purchase, but you swipe your credit card instead of getting higher purchase from that place you're buying, and you pay that money off within that space of 55 working days, you would then have had credit with no interest, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It would work out cheaper than your typical higher purchase deal with the shop. But it has to be something planned, something clear, but don't swipe for goodies like going out and things like that without saying, this is how I plan to pay back this money.
Yeah.
And I will prioritize something that makes sense. Then, you know, with what I just shared now, I would capitalize on that 55 working days if my bank's credit card works like that. Because
yeah,
banks have their own laws and ways things work. But we need to ask, it's our legal right to understand, how do I capitalize using a credit card? Because a credit card also gives you loyalty rewards. You know,
yes,
those points,
yes,
that can even be changed to cash sometimes for times like January and February. But when you pump money into your credit card and swipe it, it works well for you.
Yeah.
Don't just swipe for leisure, yeah.
So what advice would you give to families looking to save money, but they still want to enjoy the festive period?
My favorite. We don't have to spend a lot of money. This festive holiday is for us to bond as a family.
Yeah.
You could even keep it local. You know, the short left if you need to go for road trips and things like that. I believe in homemade food than takeaways, to be honest with you, because I've also noticed now that even hygiene is compromised in some of the takeaway places.
Yes.
So if we eat at home and maybe just have ice cream or frozen yogurt when we're out there, that could allow us to save. If we're having picnics and we make food at home, and if you are hosting family members or people around you, allow people to bring stuff with them. People must not come kalan, you know,
yeah,
and expect you to carry the load one person. It's not fair. We need to show love. We need to spread love.
Yeah.
We need to be mindful of the cost of living being very high, so we don't have to suffer like that. There's a lot of ways to enjoy festive without having to suffer. I know there's age groups in kids as well who know how to dress up for Christmas Day,
yes,
but uniform must be prioritized because uniform is for the whole year.
Exactly. Now, Linda, another thing, more in the security apart. If you now go draw your money that you just received, say for instance your bonus, just to be aware, not to stand there by the teller, be aware around you. Do you suggest using easy apps, net bank apps rather, or your banking app, a more safer way to handle your money or draw your money, especially now over the festive season? these people out there that, you know.
Another good one, yes, because people are out there to scam people, to rob people.
Yes.
Fraud is on a high. So using your app on your phone from your bank might be the secure part than just carrying cash or being at the counter, because there's other eyes that are eyeing people when they go into banks and coming out. So even for the savings clubs, you know, the stock fells, people that save together for the whole year, we recommend that they transfer the distributions for their members into their members' accounts electronically, not cash handling, because there's been incidents where people would be followed. I don't know whether it's internal job from the very stock files or what, or just thoughts can smell money. And we would hear stories of people being held at gunpoint as soon as they get to their destination with big monies. So from financial education side of things, we encourage that members' bank accounts be used for the money distribution for all their hard work. They did a good thing. They say from January for this time. And don't be sidetracked. Remember why you saved at the first time, so that you don't fall for traps of people that will be diverting your focus and you end up parting all the money without sorting that thing that you first saved for.
Exactly. I'm also going to tell my family this festive season, because my daughter is now 10 years old, and I told them, my husband already, we must open a bank account for her at this moment, because she also gets a lot of cash, you know, it's birthday parties, the friends bring cash, and rather give them the account number. Teach them from a young age to be responsible with rather a card than to carry a lot of cash around.
Now, Michelle, you've said the best thing ever when it comes to kids, because we are supposed to open bank accounts for our little ones and teach them to save in those bank accounts. What a beautiful Christmas present for a little one from the parents to say, we've opened a bank account for you. Even from uncles, they throw their $50 a month. Even for your nieces and nephews, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then whatever monies they get, because they get excited when they know I have my own bank account with my name on the bank card, and when I want to use it, my parents help me to deposit money, and then you set a stop order as a parent for whenever money comes into your account, you have an amount that goes into each child's account, even if it's a child that earns a SASSA grant. It is wise to open a bank account for the things that they need, like school uniform. Even on a birthday, it's sad for a child not to even have a cake on a birthday, because we as parents will just say, well, Baba, you know the situation, we can't afford a cake, it's not fair. Save the child's bank account. And those accounts are easily opened. Usually a birth certificate of the child, ID of a parent, and opening them could start even from 10 rands. Then you keep this thing going. You add them to your profile on your app, and then the stop order keeps on putting in, even if it's 50 rands a month. Each child has their own account.
And I think they will also feel very special. They will feel also like a big adult, you know. Most of the children also want to, they also, although they're small, they want to feel responsibility. And we as parents, we forget sometimes how responsible they also can be. But you must also teach them. And as you say, give them their own bank card. They will feel so special.
Yes, it's the best Christmas present ever, and it doesn't cost much, because when you start it out, you will put whatever you have,
I always remember my first card. I still have the same bank account up to now, and I will never forget that first day. You feel so, it's like it's huge to have this card in your wallet, and you just feel like you own the world now. And you want to save in that cart. You don't want to spend. You don't want to take the money out of there. The last question, Linda. What is the single most important piece of advice that you would give to everyone for a financially healthy festive season?
So what I like to say is me understanding the life stage I am in as an individual keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
So as an adult who is in charge of putting a plate on the table for my family, for example, especially for single parents, don't feel pressure of having to do beyond your means.
Yes.
You need to build healthy financial boundaries and manage expectation from your family. So I need people to be kind to themselves. You've done well. You're on the right track. Prioritize needs over wants and you will not be frustrated.
Thank you very, very much. Linda Gwabe, it was an honor for me talking to you this morning. And thank you for all the advice you gave to everyone out there. And one last thing, I believe there's a hamper giveaway. So everyone who listened this morning, who was tuned in, at the end and during the show, you must send me in, from which bank is Linda Gwabe? And then we'll have a draw and we'll have the hamper giveaway. So thank you very much for that. And I hope you and your family and your friends will also have a very festive season and, you know, just be blessed. It was an honor to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, Michelle. And thanks a lot to the listeners. It was lovely being with you this morning. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You must have an awesome day. Bye.
Bye.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.